Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Mike McIntyre is with the Winnipeg Free Press. He's needed some Red Bull with these 8:30 starts in order to finish off the meeting deadline for these games. So, Mike, I know you're pumped and excited that you have a 7 o'clock start tonight.
Yeah, that I would not want to get into the habit of those late starts. So would we have three games? I don't think the players like them all that much, and we in the media certainly aren't big fans of them. But we are good, big fans of great hockey, and we've certainly seen our fair share of it in this series. In a lot of ways, it's been everything you could ask for, and there's been a lot of unexpected things as well. I don't think the fact it's going to a Game 7 is a surprise. Just maybe how we got here is the surprise.
Mike, thank you for doing this again on game day. We've really enjoyed your perspective.
Yeah, hey, I always enjoy talking to you guys. And, you know, the Jets, of course, they had their big chance to close it out on home ice the other day. And this city was electric here in Winnipeg. And now I suspect it's much the same in your neck of the woods today.
Mike McIntyre is with the Winnipeg Free Press.
Average Joe and Average Jane in Manitoba, optimistic or downtrodden based on the blown chance to close it at home?
I think leaning towards downtrodden, absolutely, guys. I mean, it was all set up, of course, for this city to explode on Monday night, and it wasn't meant to be, I guess, and I think there's a lot of people feeling that was the best shot and maybe almost bracing for the worst tonight. But, you know, stranger things have happened, of course, and the road teams in this series have, when I talk about some of the weird ways we got here, well, the fact that the road teams have won 4 out of 6 games, I think, would qualify as strange. There really doesn't seem to be such a thing as home ice advantage. And so obviously from the Jets perspective, they're hoping that road team trend and also the trend of nobody winning 2 in a row continues through tonight.
Mike, did the Jets try to do too much individually when on the power play in game 6?
Yeah, they sure did, guys. The power play has been a real source of strength all year. And you look back and maybe we didn't realize it at the time it was happening, but my goodness, that was kind of the ball game right there, right? When the Jets had those 6 minutes of power play time in the first period. And not only did they not score, and at the time they were just down one, but that would have changed, I think, the momentum big time. But if anything, their inability to really produce much in the way of scoring chances seemed to sap their momentum and really give it to Nashville. To me, the Jets didn't look the same after that. They really didn't look like themselves during those power plays either. And, you know, obviously credit to Peter Laviolette and his staff for maybe figuring some things out and finding ways to really smother the Jets. That obviously was a big key because, look, special teams are often what playoff teams turn on, and there wasn't much special about the special teams of the Jets the other night.
Sticking with the special teams theme, do you think we're less likely to see calls tonight in a game 7, or you think the officials try to call the same kind of game at least until, you know, if you're in a tie game late?
Yeah, I don't think we see a lot of penalty calls tonight. I think you see two teams on their absolute best behavior, and I also think you see two teams bringing their best as well. All of that would suggest to me that a low-scoring, tight-checking kind of game would be in order. But again, I've been wrong about what kind of games we're going to see in this series. We've seen that kind of game, albeit only one game where the score was really close, right? We've had a couple really nice defensive gems, one from Nashville, one from Winnipeg. We've had a couple wild, wide-open games. I'd be surprised if we get to that. However, if either the Jets or the Predators do fall behind early, and to me the first goal is such a big one, I think you're going to see more and more desperation creep into the game. They'll try and open things up, and that's where we could get the exciting track meet. But no, I would suggest that fans of both teams are probably going to be biting their nails late into this one tonight.
You think if the refs do let stuff go, that favors the Preds a little bit more? I mean, they seem to be the team that is more likely to land in the box in opportune times in this series.
For sure, and I think it always would benefit the home team, right? Because you can feed off the energy of your own crowd. If anything, when you're the home team and you got that crowd going nuts, you might find yourself almost too amped up at times. So, for sure, I think if that's the case, then it probably does benefit the Preds. But I think both these teams have shown some really good discipline. We haven't seen anything of the cheap and dirty variety, and we really haven't seen a lot of after-the-whistle stuff. Paul Maurice, the coach of the Jets, said the other day it's because these teams respect each other's power plays too much. And I think in a way they respect each other too much. They realize the magnitude of this situation, and they want to bring their best, and it's been some pretty good hockey for all us to watch as well.
What one player needs to step it up for Winnipeg in order to win tonight that maybe hasn't been as good during this season as they were in the previous series or the regular season?
Well, I think Nikolaj Ehlers would be right at the top of that list, guys. He was third on the Jets in scoring last year, this past season with 29. He's an electric, dynamic player. In a lot of ways, he can be like a Philip Forsberg with that dynamite speed and skill. And he's not doing really anything right now. He hasn't even scored at all in these playoffs, in the first series or in the second series. And, you know, he's bouncing up and down different lines here. He's sort of playing on what's kind of the fourth line right now. He has game-breaking skill and ability, and if he was ever going to pick a time to kind of make his playoff debut in a big way, obviously a Game 7, that would be the stage to do it on. So I think, you know, he's one player for sure that can absolutely bring a lot more than we've seen, and he's saying all the right things. We'll see if he follows it up with his actions on the ice tonight.
Mike McIntyre with us of the Winnipeg Free Press. Mike, we've yet to see both goaltenders stand on their head in the same game in this series. Are we due to see that type of game in the biggest game of the series tonight?
Yeah, I would think so, because you've got two of the best goaltenders in the league, right? And coming off two of the best seasons. So, to me, that's the thing I've been waiting for, and yet it just really hasn't materialized. I mean, we did have that 1-2-1 game back here in Winnipeg in Game 4. I don't know that either goalie had to be spectacular that game, but that's the closest we've had to a so-called goalie duel. So are we in for one tonight? This would be a chance, obviously, for both guys to really show their stuff and show their mettle, and maybe they'll have it in them. We know Connor Hellebuck has been sensational after a loss, just like Pekka Rinne has been sensational after a loss. He certainly had it going on the other night, and I expect Connor Hellebuck is going to have a good night tonight as well. Will it happen at the same time, and will that contribute to a low-scoring thriller? Very well could be.
Mike, the outside storyline will be Vegas watching this game tonight. Yeah. Who do you think Vegas would rather play?
They'd probably, first of all, I'm sure they want to see about 7 overtimes tonight, and they want this game to stretch into Friday afternoon. Although, of course, they're probably standing by at their charter waiting
right.
to see
yes.
where they're going to fly to, right? Because they want to get to the city they're playing in by tomorrow. So they're going to, they obviously have a real interest given the quick turnaround here. The other thing that's interesting to me is that whoever wins tonight, of course, really has very little prep time. Vegas has been off for a few days. They had a big break after round one, which didn't seem to affect them in round two. I don't know. Vegas has played Winnipeg really well this year. They actually won 2 of 3, and they've been kind of like the Nashville games, very wide open, lots of scoring. I would think if you're Vegas, maybe you'd rather see Winnipeg than Nashville. Nashville, I think, just maybe matches up to them a little bit better than the Jets do. But if you're Vegas, I think rest is the biggest concern here, because you always worry that teams coming out of a hard-fought series like this will just ride that wave right into the next round. I guess on the flip side, you maybe hope that they've worn each other down so much that whoever does manage to survive has given it their best shot and doesn't have a lot left. But interesting scenario for sure if you're the Vegas Golden Knights. And, I mean, let's face it, guys, at this point, nobody would say this, but there's got to be a bit of a sense that, my goodness, we're just happy to be here. You talk about a loosey-goosey team that's kind of playing with house money. I mean, that is the Vegas Golden Knights to me.
Follow Mike McIntyre on Twitter, at Mike McIntyre, WPG. Mike, thank you so much. We really appreciate your insight and perspective on game days throughout this series.
It's been fun, guys. Appreciate it. Feels like this series started about a month ago. So it does. Enjoyed tonight. It should be a good one.
Yeah, same to you. Thank you, Mike.
Take care.
Mike McIntyre in town covering Game 7. He also expected a 7-game series when he joined us prior to Game 1.